Whoa, this AI world moves fast. You weren't kidding about like wanting to stay ahead of the curve. This week's news is well, it's a lot.
It certainly is.
It seems every major tech company is making significant moves in the AI space right now. We're seeing an acceleration of research, development, and investment that's well, it's kind of wild.
It's unprecedented, really.
Okay, so where do we even begin?
Wow.
Apple diving into 3D vision with AI sounds huge.
It is significant, yes. Apple's new AI model is pushing the boundaries of, of what we thought was possible with 3D vision, potentially revolutionizing everything from, augmented reality to self-driving cars.
And then we have Meta, right?
Yeah.
Unveiling an AI video generator. Is this like the end of Hollywood?
Perhaps not quite yet.
Okay, good.
But it does signal a major leap in AI's creative capabilities, that's for sure. Imagine, being able to generate entire movies with just a few lines of text.
Whoa.
This has enormous implications for, filmmaking, advertising, and even personalized content creation.
Hold on, things are about to get even wilder. OpenAI's Dev Day, they had like four major announcements right now.
Absolutely. Four major ones.
Okay, so
OpenAI made some, they made some big announcements, including their next AI model being an order of magnitude bigger than GPT-4.
okay, we need to talk about this. OpenAI's valuation hitting $157 billion. Those claims about future models, the sheer scale of investment,
Right.
it's a lot to process.
It really is. It reflects the immense potential of this technology.
Yeah.
OpenAI is betting big on a future powered by increasingly sophisticated AI, even if it requires massive capital investment.
But it's not just OpenAI, is it? Google's in the game with their own reasoning AI, and apparently 80% of software developers will need AI training by 2027. Are we all about to become like AI programmers?
Not necessarily programmers, but
Okay.
understanding how to work with AI will be, well, it'll be crucial for many professions.
Yeah.
Google's emphasis on reasoning AI is particularly interesting. I think it suggests a move beyond just pattern recognition, towards more human-like cognitive abilities.
Speaking of human-like, did you see that humanoid robot GR2 from Fourier?
I did, yes.
It's got better battery life, dexterity, the whole shebang. Are we like entering the age of robot butlers?
Perhaps not butlers just yet, but the advancements in robotics, particularly in areas like dexterity and mobility, they're definitely worth noting. They have the potential to, to transform industries like manufacturing, healthcare, even elder care.
It's not all sunshine and robots, though, is it? TikTok scraping the web like way faster than OpenAI raises some eyebrows, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then there's the news about AI bots beating CAPI-THA's 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Is this all getting a little, out of hand?
It's crucial to acknowledge the potential downsides, for sure.
Right.
Data privacy, algorithmic bias, the ethical implications of, of increasingly powerful AI. These are questions we need to address.
Urgently. Right,
Yes.
urgently. With all this talk about like AI models and billions of dollars, it's easy to forget the human element. I was reading about this Read Aloud For Me app. It's designed for families, helps kids learn. It feels different, like AI with a heart, you know what I mean?
I agree. Ultimately, the most important question isn't just what can AI do,
Yeah.
but how can we use it to benefit humanity? It's about finding the balance between, between groundbreaking technology and ethical development.
Wow, what a week. Thanks for navigating this AI landscape with me. It's been a lot.
My pleasure. It's just the beginning, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
The real question is, what will next week bring?
Good question. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back next week to, well, to do it all again.